Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring one of my favorite people on the planet back on the show. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the president of the Galen Institute, and she knows more about healthcare public policy than anybody I know in the world. She's the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. She's a market solutions person like me, and she's one of our favorite folks. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always such a pleasure to be with you.
Good to have you back. So, okay, for the second time in 3 years, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Obamacare. And this time, Chief Justice Roberts had help in his gyrations and his contrivance approach to things. He had help from Kennedy, didn't he?
He did.
Tell us about what you think.
I rephrase that, Jim, to say for the second time in 3 years, the Supreme Court has rewritten the law in order to uphold
Good.
It.
Well said. Well said. Say that again because I think that's important for people to hear. Say it again.
For the second time in 3 years, the Supreme Court has rewritten the Affordable Care
yep.
Act in order to uphold it.
That's what I meant by contrived, but what you said is more clear.
The court 3 years ago said, well, you know, the law says that if a state doesn't expand Medicaid, then it loses all its Medicaid money. We know they didn't really mean that, so
right.
We're going to make Medicaid expansion optional.
Mm-hmm.
But the law says if you don't purchase health insurance, then you're going to have to pay a penalty under the individual mandate. That's the court did say. That's illegal. This is unconstitutional under the Commerce Clause because you're coercing individuals.
Right.
So we're going to call it a tax. It says penalty in the law,
mm-hmm.
but if we call it a tax, then it's optional. You can
even though the Obamacare proponents argued that it wasn't a tax.
Exactly. The president himself
said it wasn't a tax.
Not a tax.
And yet Roberts
did you one dime.
And Roberts contrived it to be a tax so he could make
right.
it work. Now that was 3 years ago. Now fast
and
forward.
This time they've said, well, you know, the law says seven times that your citizens only are going to get subsidies for health insurance if your state sets up
state.
An exchange. No. We know what they meant. The court says they really wanted this to be universal coverage, and so therefore we're going to look at the spirit of it called the Affordable Care Act to
mm-hmm.
expand coverage, and we're going to give them a pass. But the worst part, Jim, is that this is one of, we count, 34 instances in which the administration is rewriting this law for its own political purposes, whatever reason, to suit what it wishes the law says and not what the law itself does
mm-hmm.
say.
Mm-hmm.
So this was not
one of them was an improvement. We have to say that the 1099 provision a couple of years ago.
No, that one was passed by Congress. There are 54, if you want to count all that.
Yeah.
There are 54 changes to Obamacare, including the ones passed by Congress. I'm just talking about the ones that the administration has made on its own. Illegally, 34
mm-hmm.
times. There have been another 17 that Congress has passed and the president signed.
Slow down for a second. So, folks, what she's talking about are things that the law was written, then the administration comes back and changes them on their own without any approval from anybody.
Right.
That's what she's talking about.
And that's what was being challenged. And so when the Supreme
mm-hmm.
Court has said, when it upheld the government side of the case last Thursday, it basically gave the administration a free pass.
It gave...
Just rewrite the law you want. It cost the taxpayer hundreds of billions of dollars. Go for it.
Tell me that was anything less than knighting the executive. than knighting, than creating almost a monarchy of the executive. I mean, is that too much to say?
No, because Congress is now irrelevant.
Yeah.
Folks, Congress is irrelevant.
And Grace Mead, the thing is, take Obamacare off the plate. Put something else in there. If they can do it for Obamacare, they can do it for other things.
And they are. They did get their hands slapped on the EPA, but that's exactly right. They can twist and turn the legislation mm-hmm. any way they want. If the Supreme Court's not going to stop them, Congress right. says, they've tried, but right. anything that Congress passed has to be signed by the president, and he won't do it.
Hold on that thought, Grace Marie. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, Grace Marie says that there are implications in all this for you and me and our small businesses effective tomorrow. And we'll get her to give us a report on that. Small business owners, pay attention. This could affect you. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.